The blood. You ought to carry it. You ought to be aware of that blood. You ought to carry and use it everywhere you go. Do I have any blood slingers in here today? Start slinging that blood. I've been redeemed. What you talking about? I've been redeemed. How you been redeemed? Through the blood. Through the blood. The blood. The blood. Hallelujah. I said the blood. Even the forgiveness of sins. I'm not guilty. Whenever I do miss it out of ignorance or whatever, I got forgiveness. I don't follow the ways of sin. Hallelujah. I follow the way of the cross. Should I say the way of the light of the word of God? What Jesus gained through his death, burial, resurrection on the cross and ascension, going and taking a seat at the right hand of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory
to God. Thank you, Father. Oh, glory to God. I am forgiven, in whom I have redemption. Hallelujah. Through the blood, even the forgiveness of sin. And because he did this, I'm free. Now, look what he did. See, I read Ephesians 6:12. So for we wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness as well as spiritual weakness in high places. We read that, right? Now listen to this one. Put up Colossians 2:15. His powers has been destroyed. For this purpose, this is what 1 John 3:8 said. For this purpose was the Son of God manifest that he might destroy the works of the devil. Well, his powers, his works have been destroyed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at Colossians 2:15. Having spoiled who? What he said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against what? Principality, power, ruler of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. These wicked spirits. He has what? Spoiled principalities and powers. All the wicked spirits that's in this earth trying to misdirect your life, trying to destroy you. He has spoiled them. He disarmed them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He made a show of it openly. He didn't do it in a corner. It's openly known. Satan is defeated. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. He did what? Triumphant. Look what the Amplifier said. Go ahead and put the Amplifier up. Over it. When he has what? Disarmed the rulers and authority. Those what? Supernatural forces of evil operating against us. They've been disarmed. Now they still have their weapon for the world and lost people, but for a saint, they've been disarmed. What he's trying to use won't work because the blood got me. And listen, the blood got me, and the name will enforce it. And when I say in the name of Jesus, I have been given the right through the blood to use the name. In the name of Jesus, stop it. In the name of Jesus, I break your power. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And they stopped their operation against us. If the world, the rest of the world wanted for his operation to stop, come join the family. And that's what we're doing today, telling people, come join us. We are in the family of the redeemed. We are in a kingdom. You can't stop it. We're in a kingdom that will never end. We're in a kingdom that got everything that pertains to life and godliness. We are joined to the Lord, and we cannot be defeated. Hallelujah. Didn't say we wouldn't have confrontation. Didn't say we wouldn't have battles. Didn't say but every one of them, we win. Glory to God. We win, we overcome, we triumph. We're victorious. I want to know him. See, if you don't know that, you give up your rights. You think you're supposed to lose this one. But when you know him, you know you're not supposed to lose anything. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I'm not a loser. When I got born again, losing left me. It's not I'm not identified with loser. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why I shout hallelujah. When my flesh don't want me to shout, I'll shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm a winner anyway. Hallelujah. So he disarmed them. Hallelujah. These evil forces. And made a public what? Public example of them. Exhibiting them. As what? Exposing them. He exhibited them. Exposing them as captives. You've been captive. When you put somebody in jail, I don't care how bad, put him behind no iron bar, let him rare and scotch, he can't do anything but make a lot of noise. And you don't really have to sit there and listen to him, do you? Satan been jailed. He been stripped. He rare and scotch and First Peter 5:8 said he goes about as a roaring lion, trying to scare you, trying to devour you, make you think he's gonna do something to you. But when you know that sucker been disarmed, I ain't talking about you hoping here. You got a revelation of it. That put Paul and said, I want to know him. That this enemy of mine, he can't touch me. They took some stone, come on now, and stoned the man. They declared, they thought he was dead, but the Bible said the saints gathered around Paul and he rose up and kept preaching. You can't kill me. Took John, are you in the house? Put him out on the Isle of Patmos. They boiled him in oil. You know, how in the world are you going to survive being boiled in oil? Anybody ever put some food in oil and put it on the stove and it start boiling? What happened? It changed the texture of it. Hallelujah. And if it were live and put them alive and kept in that oil, it's come out dead. They put John in some oil and he came out alive. I can imagine, look on their face. I can imagine the look on their face. And when they took the lid off here, it come out alive. Hallelujah. I want to know him. I want to know him, not them. I want to know him. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to know him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he said, made a public example of him, exhibiting him as captive in his triumphal possession. Oh, he exposed it. Having triumphed over them through the cross. Hallelujah. If Satan had known that this was going to happen, he never would have killed the Lord of glory. But all he thought, see, when you hook up with divine, can't nothing overcome and override. And make this divine life become null and void. But when you are joined to Jesus, knowing all of your rights and privileges, then you'll know.